Your answer for last episode's riddle is the car door. Yes, I'm as disappointed as you are.
Welcome to Alan and Carly's Brain Busters Quiz. Please welcome your hosts, Alan and Carly.
Yeah, hello. Hopefully you're doing well. We've got 10 questions coming at you. Who am I? And then we're going to leave you with a riddle. Let's get straight into it. Today's question, we'll kick it off with, true or false, Cathy Freeman's 400-meter gold medal win in Sydney was the 100th gold medal won by Australia in total at the Olympics.
That was true.
And what a better there's no better person to do that.
That would have been a moment.
Absolutely. I cannot remember it, but I'm sure it was a moment. Question number two. Joe Exotic featured in which Netflix documentary?
That would be Tiger King. And now I have that Carole Baskin song stuck in my head all over again.
Carole Baskin. Question number three. Jeff Murray, Greg, and Anthony all feature in which band?
That would be the Wiggles, the OG Wiggles.
Yeah, they certainly know how to hot potato and do the twist and other Wiggles references here that I'm sure you would know. How many sides in a pentadecagon? Pentadecagon, how many sides?
That would,
of course.
Be 15.
Who knows that? Next one. What is the currency in Spain?
That would be euro.
The euro.
So don't try and pay with dollars.
No, don't even. I mean, you might want to, but they won't know what to do with it. Next one. In which year did Netflix enter the stock market?
Wow, that was way back in 2002.
That was like when they were doing CDs, right? Remember how like the DVDs, they'd ship them out to you? And yeah, wow. Imagine getting a stock back then. What would it be worth now? Well, 2 weeks ago. Next one. Freddie Mercury had a bunch of these animals as pets. What was that animal?
That would be cat. He like, seems like a cat guy.
100%. He had like 10, I think, of them at one point.
What?
He loved cats. Loved them. Peter Alexander sells what?
Sleepwear.
That's the shop, by the way. Don't just go out to Peter Alexander and ask him directly. I mean, he will sell you sleepwear, but it's just rude to go out to him and do that. Where is the majority of DNA located in a cell?
The nucleus, of course.
Of course. Last question. In which decade was the Logies first held?
Wow, it was way back in the 50s.
The 50s? Makes sense. It's all black and white footage. Everyone's smiling like old school. It's all starting to make sense now. What year?
1959 was the first one.
Oh, just scraped it.
So, yeah, just scraped it.
There you go. Let's do this.
It's time for Who Am I?
All right, this is where we're going to test your brain. Feel free to just sing out as soon as you know who this is, or maybe you need the extra 5 seconds to think. My real name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Giamotta.
Oh, wow.
But I am professionally known as someone else. I'm an American singer, songwriter, and actress, and I starred alongside Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born. Who am I?
The answer is rah, 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 Lady Gaga.
And now it's riddle time.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a riddle. The answer is in the next podcast. So let's get into it. Where on earth do the winds always blow from the south? Oh, sorry, I'm so immature. That's the answer I'm getting is the immature one. Where on earth do the winds always blow from the south? Carly's going to be a look like,
I'm like, I think I know why you think that's funny, but I'm wondering if it's the reason.
Well, I don't know what bums are the answer.
It is the reason. It is the reason.
The answer is in the next episode. It could be bums. Who knows? We'll tell you next episode. Bye.